भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीर्ये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु थैंक यू नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भक्ति नेष्ट की। थैंक यू कीप इट हियर सर। कीप इट बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supremest human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, great reciter, unto Srila Prabhupada, the loving spiritual master. Dear devotees, all of you are welcome in this morning, Srimad Bhagavatam class, this beautiful program given to us by our divine Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, so that we head towards purity and make our life successful by the mercy of this beautiful Bhagavatam. So, as all of you know, it's a Canto 7, Chapter 5. Should I read the verse, Vijay? Who said? Should I read? Yeah, I should. Oh, so much purport to these two verses. It shows that these two verses are very, very important.
श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पाद सेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं साख्यं आत्मनिवेदनं इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णु भक्तिश्चिन्नल चेन्नवलक्षणा क्रियते भगवत यदा तन्मन्ये अधित उत्तमम्। प्रहलाद महाराज सेड हियरिंग एंड चांटिंग about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood. Should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Devotees, brothers and mothers, here it is mentioned in this verse that offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend. Here I like to say something by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
I want to tell all of you, you know, who is my best friend? Huh? My best friend is my mind, you know. That's why I am in trouble. Because I'm thinking my mind is my best friend. He's a rascal. He's cheating me. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I have to understand this. My best friend is only Krishna. As it is said by Srila Prahlad Maharaj. But out of ignorance, I'm thinking my best friend is my mind. I have to tell you one little katha about this mind. Can I? Thank you. No? Yes. You know, if listeners are not ready to listen, then why I should tell? This katha is very good. There was one beggar, poor beggar in India. And this beggar was living by making begging, you know. And it was summer season, as you know, India is very hot. Not like California, but it's quite hot. Some places very hot. So he was in the jungle, forest. And he was just thinking that I'm so fallen. Not fallen, I'm so unfortunate. He was thinking the rich people, they are sitting in their, you know, air-conditioned rooms, taking different kind of drinks. Sharbat kevada, sharbat gulab, sharbat khas. They are enjoying their life. I am here in the forest and my body is burning with the heat. And I am suffering so much. Plus my legs have become so bad. I can't walk even. How am I going to beg? How am I going to fill my belly? This way is thinking, you know, poor beggar is thinking. So then he prayed to Krishna. He prayed to Rukmini Dwarkadish. He prayed to Krishna, my Lord, you're very merciful. Please, you know, mind can say anything. My mind, your mind, his mind, her mind. Mind is, you know. So much lesson to learn from this story. He prayed to the Lord, my Lord, please, I have my legs, my knees are very much paining. And I can't walk even properly. How am I going to make begging? How am I going to make my living by begging? Because I can't walk properly. So my Lord, out of your godless mercy, please give me one horse. So that I can ride on horse and move around. Because I can't walk. So this way, this poor beggar was thinking. And it's olden days, ancient days, those days there used to be no motor cars or jeeps, you know. And the government officers used to move on the, what you call, mare. Horse and mare, properly I'm pronouncing. Opposite, horse. And generally, what do you, female horse. But what do you call that? What is mare. I'm right. But keep on correcting where I am wrong. My God brother is here. Amala Bhakta Prabhu. Please correct me. I'm not so good in English. So he was riding on his mare and crossing this jungle. What happened? This government officer, big officer, his mare gave a birth to a little horse in the jungle. Now he's thinking that I will walk, but who, this little horse is just born, baby horse, is not going to walk, can't walk, then what to do now? He's looking around and he saw that beggar in the jungle. Hey, come here! So means, you know, fear is very, very important. You know, this too much independence is not good. You know, we all want to become independent. Man wants to become independent. Woman wants to become independent. That's not good. They're saying in Hindi, Bhaya bina hota na preet. Without fear, you won't learn to love. Fear is also very important. So those days, ancient days, people used to be very fearful of big government officers. Officers used to be nice. Nowadays, you know, in India, it's in bad shape. So he said, "Oh, big officer," he came running. "Yes, sir. Ah, this my female horse has given a birth just now to this little horse. He can't walk now. You carry him on your back." So this poor beggar, he's afraid. He carried the little horse on his back. With great difficulty started walking with this government officer. And he's also walking, holding on his mare and walking in the jungle. While walking, this poor beggar is thinking, "My Lord, my dear Krishna, I prayed you to give me a horse so that I can ride on that and make my living by begging. My Lord, I think you listened to my prayers, but you haven't understood the meaning of my prayers. I requested you give me a horse so that I can ride on the horse, but you made a horse ride on me." So what is the lesson in this, you know, katha? Actually, man, mind. They are saying very nice song in Hindi. Kaam bahut par jeevan thoda, us par man ka chanchal ghoda. Means we have lot to do here. What do we have to do here? We have to return back home, back to Godhead. And Gaulok Vrindavan, Vaikunth Loka is very, very far. Kaam bahut par jeevan thoda. I have very short life. Jeevan thoda means short life. And what's happening? In spite of concentrating my mind unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, kaam bahut par jeevan thoda, us par man ka chanchal ghoda. And this my mind, which is very flickering, you know, very fickle mind, and this mind is riding on me. Then writer is writing, "Ruk ja prani gale Krishna ka sundar pyara naam re." My dear brother, you stop little bit and chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare. It's very nice bhajan, very informative. So this mind is riding on us, devotees. And my best friend is my mind. Butter my mind, dirty mind will say, I will do that. And in result, I will give you another, example. In India, Amritsar, there is one, a sweet maker, halwai. We call them halwai. It's very famous. Whatever he makes, people go flock there and buy the things. So he is very expert in making the pakodas also. Make very good pakodas and chutney, and people go and eat. Sweets he makes, people go and eat. Even I have tasted his sweets, very nice. Somebody brought me, his name is Kubi. Kubi Halwai. Kubi means very, very, I don't know how to translate into English, Kubi. So he is making pakodas. When pakodas are put into the oil, sound is there. And you know, fragrance goes into the nose, and it's very nice, and everybody likes to come eat the hot pakodas. So one person just had his, lunch, and he satisfied, sumptuous lunch, his belly is filled. He happened to walk by this halwai, Kubi halwai, and he's making pakodas, and very nice fragrance of pakodas has come to his, close to him, and gone to his nostril inside. Mind works through the nose, eyes, ears, tongue, touch, shabda, roop, ras, gandh, sparsh. So mind is informed, "Oh, this halwai makes so nice pakodas, let's go and have some." But intelligence says, "Oh, just know you had a lunch, there's no space in the stomach. It's all right." Stupid mind, I'm telling you about food. I think all of you will agree. "To banana, let's go. It's a very tasty pakodas he makes." So he said, "Hey, halwai." "Yes, yes, sir."
Give me 100 gram pakodas. He tastes, oh, very delicious, my God. Chutney and so nice pakodas, right?
So, give me another 100 gram. There's no space of even 1 gram, 200 grams he ate. He ended up eating about 400 grams of pakodas. And enjoy, mind said, very good, very delicious.
When he came home, what happened?
Again, Prabhupada is in one lecture saying,
if you eat more, you will be in trouble.
There were the cramps in his stomach, you know, stomach started aching, you know, you hold his stomach.
Very painful, you know, sometimes we eat, you know.
I remember in Mayapur, 74 or 75, devotees were just running to the toilets, you know. And Prabhupada was given this information. Prabhupada devotees are more, almost all the devotees have a diarrhea. Prabhupada said, uncontrolled tongue. Because they like the prasadam, so nice prasadam, Bengali prasadam, so beautiful, they eat, you know. Eat. In Delhi, another happening took place. Please, I will come back to this place. This man, one MP invited us. I was new that time, 74. And one Italian devotee, this MP, you know, he serves so many nice dishes and so many sweets, rasgullas, barfi and gulab jamun, this and that. Next to me, one Italian devotee was sitting. And, you know, servers are coming. Oh, you want this? Yes. He will never say no. Anybody say, you want this? Yes. And everybody is putting, he's not saying no. He was eating. My God, I don't know where he put that so much. Eating, you know, rasgullas, gulab jamun, sandesh, this, so many different sweets. And even the, you know, prasadam was very delicious. So many things he has made, puris, kachoris, this. Now, we were together in the Brahmachari Ashram. And whole night, this devotee was running to the toilet, you know, he didn't let me sleep. We were, you know, in the hall and sleeping together. I said, Prabhu, what's happening? Oh, diarrhea, you know. So when we go against the laws of nature, nature will punish us. So what happened to this, you know, halwai? He ate the pakodas. There was no space inside the stomach. Now this guy is suffering, holding his stomach, very painful. You know what's happening? Is the same mind is saying, who forced him to eat the pakodas there. Now same mind is saying, why you ate so many pakodas there? Am I right or wrong? This is the business of this rascal mind, you know. First he forced him there. No, mind is suffering. The mind will say, go after this beautiful girl, you know. And in India, what happens sometimes, girls are also nice, you know, good, but sometimes girls are also nonsense. So one was following the beautiful girl. So he just, you know, misbehaved with her. She opened up her shoe, you know, just hit him. I said, what happened? He just misbehaved with me. So now this everybody is beating him up, you know. Now his mind is saying, why you were after this girl? I rascal, you are the one who was after this girl. So this is the business of our mind, you know. So my mind is my best friend. Please pray for me so that I understand my worst enemy. Prahlad Maharaj has said, Mana eva manushanam karanam bandhan mokshayo. Mind is our best friend when it is in our control. And he is our worst enemy when it is not in our control. So we can examine that my mind is not in my control, is my worst enemy. And I will read one Prabhupada's quote, beautiful quote, what Prabhupada is saying here. Yeah, I found. Prabhupada is saying here that mind is one's biggest enemy when uncontrolled. This is directly from Prabhupada, no interpretation. Mind is one's biggest enemy when uncontrolled.
listen carefully, but majority people put full faith on their enemy. Because it's not in our control. And majority people put full faith on their enemy mind. Then I will read this a few lines of Srila Prabhupada. A person who finds faults in others is a person full of faults. To make advancement, we have to be very attentive in our dealings with our mind. What advancement we have to make? We have to make advancement on the path of devotion. We have to return back home, back to Godhead. This human form of life is meant for this purpose only. Now, surrender. Surrender is very, very important. Lord is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, give up all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Archita Prabhu, can you come here? Thank you. Bring your asana also with you. Surrender. Here. Next to my godmother, Bhanu Bhatt? Yes. Bhanu Bhatt is angry with me. Now he is not happy. You are angry with me. You are mad at me. Oh, I couldn't give you the service for some reason. I will explain you. So, surrender is very, very important. And we are surrendered. I am surrendered to my mind. That's why I am in trouble. So, Srila Prabhupada is talking about surrender. Surrender means to do anything at any time without desire or expectation. You know, when Prabhupada, I was in Africa, and Srila Prabhupada wanted me to go again there, back there. And I was reluctant. I said, Prabhupada, I was Prabhupada's servant this time, 1975. I said, Prabhupada, if you ask my choice, then my choice is to stay with you. Prabhupada said, if it is important, I can order you also. So this is my order that you go to Africa. You know, by His mercy, what was my reaction? I said, Prabhupada, no, I have no choice. When you are ordering me, I must go. They became very happy. You know what he said? He said, seeing these blacks, because of their bodily color, they are neglected by others. These are his warning, I'm telling you. But they are also souls. I feel like crying, you know, when he was talking, you know. So much concern for all the souls. This is the pure devotee. I am concerned about myself. But Prabhupada was concerned for the whole world. No question of white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, poor, rich, man, woman, doesn't matter. He uttered this verse to me, see, these people are neglected by others because of their bodily color, but they are also soul, they are also Krishna's part and parcel. If you go and preach there, Krishna will be very pleased with you. He said this to me. So by His mercy I went there, and it was a good success, and by Prabhupada's mercy, we got one temple there, and we didn't have any money. Now that temple worth maybe millions of dollars, and by Prabhupada's mercy we got. I was discouraged to have that temple by some devotees. I said, from where you are going to get so much money? But we didn't have money in the bank. But somehow or other, I had this faith that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, money will come. And actually money came. A big, big amount of money came. And that beautiful temple is there now also. So surrender is very, very important. Surrender means to do anything at any time without desire or expectation. So we should all surrender to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Through Srila Prabhupada, you can surrender to Rukmini Dwarkadish. And his order is, if you love me, then distribute my books. This is Prabhupada's order. If you love me, if you have any, faith in me, then distribute my books. Why he is saying this? Because book distribution is very, very important. Prabhupada has mentioned that how this communism was spread all over the world. Because of the book distribution. how the Christianity was spread all over the world. Because of their book distribution. And what is there in the Christianity? What is there in the communism? We have everything here in this, our ancient and the oldest scriptures. One thing Bhargava Prabhu said is, I forget exactly his wording, you have written, you have that notebook with you? That big notebook, I told you to write what Bhargava's words. Yes, I will give the purport to this Bhargava. Prabhu said this. Britishers are very, proud because they rule all over the world. They think they are great, they think they are very intelligent. But they are not so intelligent also. And the bad quality of Indian is that they didn't share their culture with others. They didn't share. They thought, oh, this is our own, This is only for Hindus, This is only for, not Hindus, but Shamindus. One devotee in Chicago gave the name Hindus, Shamindu. I don't know what is the meaning of Shamindu. it's for everyone. Where in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that Sanatan Dharma is only for Hindus or for those people who are living there. Anywhere, anybody found? Or in any Vedas, any Puranas, anywhere it's mentioned, it's for Hindus only. Nowhere it's mentioned. It's for everyone. One guy is talking to Prabhupada. It's nonsense. He said, Prabhupada, it's not so respectful in the Gujarat. Prabhupada is having conversation. Prabhupada said, what is he? He's saying in Hindi, ye kya hippies kya hai? Kya ye hippies ko prachar karte hai aap? Prabhupada was furious, So what is this hippie you are preaching to the hippies? Translation. Prabhupada understood his mind. He said, wo hippies jo hai, hippie log jo hai, wo bada neech hokar bhi, patit hokar bhi bhagwan ka naam leta hai, lekin aap log bhagwan ka naam nahi lete. Aap hippie se bhi neech hai. Meaning, the hippies are very fallen, because that's what this guy was saying to Prabhupada. But even they are so fallen, they are chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And then he's saying, Prabhupada said, and you are Hindus, but you don't chant Hare Krishna, you are more fallen than the hippies. Prabhupada said, that he was very much, offended. Prabhupada said, no, we Indians don't need to chant Hare Krishna because we don't commit sinful acts. Prabhupada said, yes, you don't commit sinful acts, We all commit sinful acts. We are all sinfuls in different degrees. So Prabhupada was very furious. So, devotees, we should surrender to Srila Prabhupada. And what he is saying, that come to the temple, again, prayers to the all internet listeners. Many are there, Hare Krishna Prabhus. Hare Krishna Prabhus and mothers. please, association. I will repeat my words. Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada. We every morning will say, Swadhan Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangan. Association is very, very important. Lord Chaitanya has said, Prabhupada also has said, whatever Lord Chaitanya said, Prabhupada is repeating that. Lord Chaitanya said, sadhu sangh, sarva shastra kahe, lav matra sadhu sanghe, sarva siddhi hoye. All the scriptures of the world are saying, associate with devotees, associate with devotees, associate with devotees. Prabhupada said that we have opened the centers all over the world so that sadhu sangha is given to others, so that others can associate with the devotees. And actually it is not according to the choice of Prabhupada, desire of Prabhupada, that we sit at home or do aarti at home. Prabhupada wanted us to be among the devotees in the temple. As I read the other day, Prabhupada said that worshipping at home is redundant. I read again. As for the Grihasthas, worshipping Gaur-Nitai deities, that is only for those who live far away from the temple. Far away means 100 mile or 200 mile and cannot attend. Otherwise, such worship is redundant. Prabhupada is saying redundant. There is already deity worship going on in the temple. And actually, this is what Los Angeles, you know, this quote is from Los Angeles. And I again like to thank the devotees here, especially to my god brother Suhas Prabhu. I love him, but he don't like me. It's all, it doesn't matter. But I love him very much. And I love his younger brother Naikatma also, my very, very old friend. And I love Sura Prabhu also. He's into book distribution and Hari Nam, and his band is very famous, you know. And I love all the book distributors here. You know. Those are distributing books. Sachitanay and Shastrakrit Prabhu, wonderful. And many devotees, they are distributing books. Vijay Prabhu, you are also not distributing. I don't hear your name. You don't distribute? Food for Life. Food for Life, Food for the Soul, a book distribution. Do some book distribution also. He's a great book distributor, I know him. Bhanubhat Prabhu, Bhanubhat. You are Bhanubhat? Yeah, he's best book distributor, Prabhu. Let him distribute books because he's a very nice person. I love him. He also hates me, but I love him very much because he's a book distributor. Bhanubhat Prabhu is wonderful. Yes, you are right, Vijay Prabhu. I agree with you. He's my god brother. So, I love all the book distributors and those who don't distribute books, I love them also, you know. Don't think. Yes, Prabhu. Did I say I don't love them? I didn't say that. Harinam is also great. Harinam, you know what Prabhupada said? Book distribution is a brahad mardanga. Harinam, few people will hear, but book distribution will be heard in what you call Egypt. I will tell you one story of book distribution. Some devotees were in Egypt, and you know they say desert there. And there was some ancient ruins are there, and there was something, and the devotees were driving, and one caretaker was there, living there, in the desert, nowhere. So, he inquired, said, who you guys are? And he said that we are Hare Krishna. He went inside and brought one book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. He said, how this book came to you? He said, once some visitors were here, they gave me this book and I love this book. This Muslim guy said, I love this book. Very nice. Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So these books, now you agree with me, Bhanubhat? You agree with me or not? Harinam is okay. But book distribution is a brahad mardanga. It will go all over the world. Agree or disagree? He's thinking what to say. Oh, give a big hand to Bhanubhat Prabhu. Come up, Bhanubhat, here. Come here. I love you. So, some other devotees can do the Food for Life. Bhanubhat should leave. He's a senior devotee, Prabhupada disciple. His brother is also a devotee. Jagat Purush. And please, my humble request to you, with folded hands. Book distribution. Okay? He agreed. Very good. Thank you. So, books, you know, these books are the basis, Prabhupada said. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. And purity is the force. And utility is the principle. Prabhupada thinks that. So, my god brother is, though he's sick, but he opened his eyes, you know. Whenever I say something about book distribution, you know, my god brother, my dear god brother, Sura Prabhu, he used to love that very much. And one day I said about book distribution, he said, thank you very much, Maharaj. You said this, I'm very happy. So now he has opened his eyes. You're happy, Prabhu? Thank you very much. And I pray to Prabhupada for your good health. so that you again get strong. You're already strong, but we need you to more strong you used to be. I offered him to come to India for, you know, treatment, because one devotee, he has cure, one lady has two kidney failure. She was going to die. Doctor said, your kidneys cannot be revived. One devotee went and gave her the cow urine. And the woman is still alive. Her both the kidneys are functioning. I invited him. But he has no faith. What can I do, you know? But he said, I can't leave this doctors, you know. Medicare, I can't leave this. Doesn't matter what they do with me. They will put the hair needle and I pain. They say, oh, old lady was here and she was not complaining. You're complaining, young man. This is what they say. So I wish him, I pray to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, take care of your nice son. He is suffering. And, you know, if he gets better, he will serve more. So, surrender is very, very important. A book distribution is the most important thing. And I also have some experience of book distribution in Montreal, in Africa, and in LA also. Suhas Prabhu will testify. Yes? You remember how many dollars books I have distributed? Yes, it's true. During the marathon. And Suhas Prabhu was wondering, I will take the book score. I said, this is my temple. Why I will take? All the temples are my temple. Why I will ask for book score for my temple? It will go to the LA temple. Suhas Prabhu became very happy. But you are not saying anything, just he's doing like this, but you say something. Huh? Haribol, Haribol. So, we should not be eager to change our situation, but our consciousness. Sometimes devotees run here and there, and no, we stay in one place. Like places, if anybody is listening in Sharanagati, is there internet in Sharanagati, Canada? Anybody know? We don't know whether internet is there or not. There in Sharanagati, it's in the jungle. They have internet? I don't think so. If any devotee from Sharanagati, you have gone in a secluded place and living there, you know, but no preaching, no book distribution. This is not what Prabhupada wanted. My humble request to Sharanagati people, you know. Please. This is, Prabhupada kept on preaching till the last moment. Till the end of his life he was preaching. I saw. If you haven't seen me, see the final lesson. Final lesson, last lesson. See, I'm sitting at Prabhupada's lotus feet, massaging his legs, and translation is going and Prabhupada is translating. That translation is Brahma Bimohan Leela. You read that. Prabhupada was only bones, no muscles. So means sick, but still his consciousness was so super. While I was massaging him, and Tamal Krishna Mahari told me, don't touch Prabhupada's feet. I said, okay. So I was massaging Prabhupada's legs, not touching his feet. Bhakti Charu Maharaj was sitting Prabhupada's, near Prabhupada, and very slowly, very in a faltering voice, Prabhupada inquired from Bhakti Charu Maharaj. He said, who's massaging me? He said, Navi Gundar Maharaj. I heard this, Prabhupada said, I am feeling comfortable. So then, he came to know that I am massaging him. And he said, why you are not massaging my feet? I said, Prabhupada, I am told nobody should touch your feet. Yes, nobody should touch, but you can touch only. And this power is coming from that lotus feet. Nothing here, you know. All coming from there. So, this was his causeless mercy, you know. And others were not allowed to touch in last days. But such a super conscious, even body so sick, transcendentally situated. So we should not change our situation, but our consciousness. Devotees who are just sitting in some place and just trying to be Krishna conscious, this is not what Prabhupada wanted. Prabhupada wanted us to preach. Till the end of his life, he was preaching.
you know, he was translating till the end, you know, till the end. And I will tell one happening which took place in Vrindavan about Mangalarti. It's very important. Happening is like this, that Prabhupada used to get up 2 o'clock and translate. And my sleep, I used to think, why don't I have a good sleep, you know. This is mercy of Krishna. Even when Prabhupada will wake up inside, my bed used to be outside Prabhupada's room, I will also wake up. Once 2 o'clock, Prabhupada wake up and I was still lying, and Prabhupada came there and he was shouting, Chokidar, Chokidar means watchman. At 2 o'clock, watchman was hiding somewhere and sleeping in Vrindavan. And you know the Vrindavan, so many thieves are there. So I woke up, I came and said, Prabhupada, yes, you want anything? See, where is this Chokidar? Generally he used to talk to me in Hindi, but I'm translating into English. So I went down and looked everywhere. I couldn't find him anywhere. So I came, I said, Prabhupada, I couldn't find him anywhere. So Prabhupada was anxious about the Chokidar, that watchman. So I kept on waiting, make sure, when he came, I think about 3:30, something like that. About 3:45 he came, when devotees wake up. So when he came on duty, at night he was sleeping, so I started yelling at him from Prabhupada's, you know, first floor. I said, why you were not there at duty, this and that. And I didn't know, when I looked back, Prabhupada was standing behind me. And he sensed everything, he knew everything. And next day he said, that Nabi Yogendra, yes Prabhupada, I want you to manage Vrindavan. I want to be the president of Vrindavan. That time Bhagatji, you know Bhagatji. Savas Prabhu, you know Bhagatji? Never. You also know Bhagatji. Bhagatji also said, yes, Prabhupada, he's proper. I said, Prabhupada, if you ask my choice is to stay with you, travel with you. And he said, now, from where I am going to go from Vrindavan now? I am also going to stay here most of my time. So I was reluctant. I prayed to Prabhupada, please forgive me for this offense. I didn't obey you. When we came to Bombay from Vrindavan, so my God brothers drove me away from there, you know. Then I have to go back to Africa again. Anyway, thanks everyone. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So devotees, preaching, book distribution is very, 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 very important. And Srila Prabhupada stressed on this point so much. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. And purity is the force. I think utility and then purity is the force. And utility is the principle. Everybody please distribute books. Distribute books, so that this world can be saved. And with the book distribution, miracles are seen. So many people's their life get changed by reading the books. Like our this, you know, Bhakta, what is Bhakta Sunny? You got the book, huh? Who gave you the book? That Shri Vallabh? Bhrigupati, not Shri Vallabh. You were saying Shri Vallabh. No. Bhrigupati gave. Bhrigupati. Thank you, Bhrigupati. Making, Oh, that's what I'm saying. First of all, Shri Vallabh is right. Which one was that? That is the best book, you know. Wonderful book. So I have to tell you one story of Science of Self-Realization. If you're ready to listen then. Yes? No? Thank you, President. You know, I was in England about 22 years back. I was putting up with one family. It was all Prabhupada's divine arrangement, Science of Self-Realization. I remember this. And what happened? That this Mataji went to the temple and she came back and she told me, her name was Anita. She said, Maharaj, I met one Muslim in the temple. I said, Muslims never comes to the temple. I immediately remember, Prabhupada said, anyone who preaches to the Muslims, I will take the dust off his feet. Am I right, Vanubhat? Yeah? Yeah. Yes. So, I immediately remember. I said, I like to speak this Muslim. He said, Maharaj, but he doesn't stay here. He stays in the Midland area. But I have his phone and address. I said, please give him the ring. She gave him the ring that our Maharaj like to meet you. So he said, I can come today, but I can come 3 days later. After 3 days he came and he had a prasadam with me. Then I preach him. You know how he came to Krishna consciousness? Very interesting. He had a Muslim friend from Morocco. And he was at the gas station. And he used to go every now and then to meet him and chat with him. He was sitting and chatting with him. In the shelf, he found one book. He picked that book. It was reprinted by English Yatra. And partly Science of Self-Realization. He read that. They have printed the Lord Vishnu's photo in the front. This is a Hindu book, a throw there. Second time when he came to see his friend, again the same book is attracting him. He didn't. First time he discarded, second time. Third time again, he was thinking, what's happening? What's going on? Why this book is attracting me? This time, third time, he picked, third time, fourth time, turned to the pages in contents. He was reading the contents and he found in the contents the difference between a saint and swindler. He said, I want to know who is saint and who is swindler. I took this book. And started reading at night. While I was reading this book, whole night I was reading. And morning I came to the temple of reading the book. See the miracle of this book? Science of Self-Realization. And he came to the temple. He happened to meet this Mataji. Mataji told me, then I encouraged him to chant. He said, it's very difficult for me to chant. But anyway, then he started chanting. And what happened? I think I have to tell you this miracle. Please don't mind. I'm not praising myself. It's all Prabhupada's mercy, you know. Whole credit goes to Srila Prabhupada. Please don't misunderstand me. If anybody has any misunderstanding about my preaching, my speaking, please come to me. I will explain you. From my heart, I'm sitting here in the Holy Dham. This Rukmini Dwarka Desh is non-different from the Dwarka. Because Rukmini Dwarka Desh is here, most beautiful. I won't lie to you. If you have any doubt, any of my leader, my boss, or my president, any Mataji, anyone, I will answer from the core of my heart. So what happened? This devotee, you know, his name was Harshad Rahim. He was from Pakistan. Very qualified engineer. A materials engineer. Is that something like that? He was material engineer. So what happened? He went back. It was difficult for him to chant. But I encouraged him, requested him. 3 months later, if you like, I'll bring him here for book distribution. Should I? No, but if you don't like, then what is the use of my liking? I can try to encourage him. He's still in England. Come here, you know. You like? Oh. Okay, very good, very good. So then say no, you know. Doesn't matter. So, what happened? So he, this devotee, 3 months later, he had a dream. In the dream, Prabhupada came. And Prabhupada was smiling, laughing, you know. And there was a mistake in the dream. A mistake was that I was also sitting with Prabhupada. It's a mistake, you agree? Everybody? Yes? Amala Bhakta agree. You mistake? Amal Bhakta is saying like some, yes? Yes? Yeah, he's, please don't be mad at me, okay? Thank you. So what happened? That, he said, both of you were smiling and Prabhupada called me, come here. I went to Prabhupada, close this Harshadrahim, and Prabhupada in the dream gave him one cassette tape, those days cassette, 22 years back. He cassette tape he got and he said, dream finish. And then he woke up, he was very happy. Now he wanted to go to the temple. But he stays in Birmingham, Midland area. He decided to go to the temple. We had one temple in Coventry. He went to the Coventry temple. And there one devotee, his name was Haridas. And he gave him one cassette tape. Prabhupada gave him the dream. He gave him the cassette tape. That was my bhajan cassette tape. This way he became, you know, oh, Prabhupada gave me in the dream. And then I happened to meet him. I requested him. He started chanting. And now he chant, follow all the regulative principles. And he's very, very staunch devotee. Then he came to India. He said, Maharaj, I want to be initiated. I said, if you want to be initiated, then you have to shave your head and keep the shikha. He said, I can't do that. I said, then I can't initiate you. This was in Lucknow. So a week later he came, shaved his head, kept the shikha. I said, now I can initiate. So I gave him the name Hari Das Das. His name was Harshad Hari Das Das. Still devoted in very good standing, very educated, very good, you know, very intelligent gentleman, wonderful. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has, please don't stand up if anybody has any questions. Sura and Amala Prabhu can go. But Sura is sick, you know. And anybody has any question? Comments? Raise your hand. You have? Yeah, one question is there, you know, as a book distributor. Yes. Sura, Subhas Prabhu is standing there. Yes. What is your question? Ah, yes. Wait, there's no mic, Prabhu. Give the mic so that everyone can hear his question. Those who stayed, thank you very much. Sit down. Those who have gone, thank you very much also, please. Hurry up the mic. Yes. Yes, yes. Not working, okay. You can speak without mic, not working, you know. Lord. Distributed. Yeah. Yeah. You think all the LA people have the books? No. Many are without books. Many are those who don't have, give them. And they should have all the books of Srila Prabhupada. If one says, I have this, you take this other one, you don't have this one. So the question is answered. Yes. There's one devotee raised the hand there. Yes, Vijay Prabhu. Yeah. Acha. Half billion is distributed. In LA area.
So, but the charge is not working out.
Whole world. Yeah, 7 billion people, 500 million are only got the book. 6.5. Haribol. Why are you raise your hand? You don't want to ask a question now? Huh? No? Why you raise your hand then? Yes, Prabhu. Because we, as I explained with my two examples, we have experience of our mind, whatever he says is negative. As long as mind is not pure, whatever he's saying is wrong. You understand Hindi? Maleen man ki har baat bekar hai. So we have experience whatever my mind is saying, result is negative. So I would understand in the light of Bhagavat, light of Krishna, light of Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand this mind, and it will, we will be able to understand by chanting, by devotional service, by bhakti, gradually. Thank you. Any other question? Any Mataji has any question? No, thank you very much. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So please repeat after me. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare
Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Hare
Hare, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki, Srila Prabhupada New Dwarka Dham ki, Bolo Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dhish ki, Bolo Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to Sambal Devotee. Oh my God, you drop my specs down. You need to push this. What? You want that? Yeah. Hare Krishna.